The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, some national entertainment news. Dolly Parton, Eminem, Lionel Richie, Duran Duran, and A Tribe Called Quest are among this year's first-time nominees for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Cleveland-based hall announced 17 artists and groups being considered for Rock Hall induction, including Rage Against the Machine, Pat Benatar, Dionne Warwick. And to think I used to play her music all the time. Carly Simon, Judas Priest, and Beck. This year's class will be announced in May with an induction ceremony planned for later this year. Well, this might be a little bit of sports, and of more sports than anything, but it's entertainment too. As you've no doubt heard already, legendary quarterback Tom Brady has decided it's time to retire. At 44 years old, Brady is considered the best quarterback to ever play the game. Not everyone feels that way, of course. He spent 22 seasons on the field and retires with all kinds of records, including his 7 Super Bowl rings. Controversy continues to swirl around Spotify and Joe Rogan. A handful of artists have or are threatening to pull their music from Spotify over Rogan's repeated false claims about the COVID-19 vaccine. Neil Young pretty much started the ball rolling when he pulled his music, and others have joined in. Young says his decision to pull his music was over Rogan's repeated vaccine misinformation on his Spotify podcast. By the way, Joe Rogan's podcast was Spotify's most popular podcast of 2021. And Whoopi Goldberg also found herself in a bit of controversy over comments she made about the Holocaust on The View this week. She apologized on social media one night and opened the show the next day to apologize again. So, what did Whoopi say that caused such a fuss? She said the Holocaust was not about race. In her apology, Goldberg said the Holocaust was indeed about race because Hitler and the Nazis considered Jews to be an inferior race. ABC has suspended Goldberg for 2 weeks because of those comments. All right, let's look at the amphitheaters in the area. They're starting to fill up their schedules for the upcoming spring and summer schedule. Let's start with Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Saturday, April 23rd, it's Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. Tuesday, May 17th, it's Kiss. Friday, May 20th, Foo Fighters. Saturday, May 21st, Tim McGraw and Russell Dickerson. Friday, June 3rd, Morgan Wallen. Saturday, June 11th, the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald. Saturday, June 18th, Kid Rock and Grand Funk Railroad. Saturday, June 25th, Backstreet Boys. Friday, July 8th, Luke Bryan, Riley Green, and Mitchell Tenpenny. Wednesday, July 13th, Matchbox 20 and the Wallflowers. Thursday, July 21st, Tedeschi Trucks Band. Friday, July 22nd, Dave Matthews Band. Wednesday, August 10th, REO Speedwagon, Styx, and Loverboy. Saturday, August 13th, Keith Urban. Sunday, August 21st, Jack Johnson. And Thursday, September 1st, The Black Keys, Band of Horses, and Early James. And as with all the amphitheaters in the area, dates will be filling up more and more as the days go along. At Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Thursday, April 21st is Little Dirk. Saturday, May 7th, AJR. Monday, May 16th, Rex Orange County, the Who Cares Tour. Friday, June 10th, Ben Rector, The Joy of Music Live with special guests J.P. Sachs, Jordy Searcy, and Stephen Day. Saturday, June 11th, Revolution Good Vibe Summer Tour 2022 with special guests Steel Pulse, Denim, and DJ Mackle. Monday, June 13th, The War on Drugs. Thursday, June 16th, Cody Johnson. Saturday, July 16th, Bare Naked Ladies. Sunday, July 17th, Cheer Live. Wednesday, August 3rd, RuPaul's Drag Race World Tour. Saturday, August 13th, David Gray. And Tuesday, August 23rd, Goo Goo Dolls. And finally, Cocobooth Amphitheater. Thursday, May 26th, Little River Band with Adam Decker Trio. Monday, June 13th, Jason Isbell in the 400 unit, along with Cheryl Crow and special guest Waxahachie. Tuesday, June 14th, Robert Plant and Allison Krauss, Raising the Roof Tour. Tuesday, June 21st, Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown, and Orleans Avenue and others. And Monday, July 25th, Andrew Bird and Iron and Wine, Outside Problems Tour. That's the rundown so far for Cocobooth Amphitheater. All right, switching gears a little bit. Performing Arts Center in Durham, or Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Wednesday, February 9th, it's Neil deGrasse Tyson, The Inexplicable Universe, Unsolved Mysteries, an entire lecture on all the stuff we know nothing about in the universe, from before the universe began to the nature of dark matter and dark energy in modern times. Friday, February 11th, Nashville Songwriters. The writers behind dozens of number one country hits bring their songs and stories to help benefit three local organizations, Kids Notes, the North Carolina Boys Academy, and Voyager Academy Friends of the Arts. Saturday, February 12th, it's Leanne Morgan with her A Big Panty Tour. Morgan's style of comedy combines her southern charm and hilarious storytelling about her own life into an act that keeps fans coming back for more. As a married stay-at-home mother of three, people often accuse Morgan of spying on them because she seems to be living their same life. Thursday, February 17th at DPAC, Hassan Minhaj, the King's Jester. Hassan is the host and creator of the weekly comedy show Patriot Act that premiered on Netflix in 2018. The series explored the modern cultural and political landscape with depth and sincerity through his unique comedic voice. Saturday, February 19th, Black Violin, The Impossible Tour. Fans can expect to hear top hits like Impossible is Possible and Show Off from the album that Billboard claims continues to celebrate Black Violin's genreless approach to music. They've spent the last year finding creative ways to share their music with fans. Sunday, February 20th, the DPAC, Alton Brown Live, Beyond the Eats. Alton is hitting the road with a new culinary variety show Audiences can expect more comedy, more music, more highly unusual cooking demos, and more potentially dangerous sciencey stuff. Okay, Tuesday through Sunday, February 22nd through the 27th, it's Hadestown at DPAC, where a song can change your fate. Winner of 8 2019 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and the 2020 Grammy Award for Best Musical Theater Album. This acclaimed new musical is a love story for today and always, intertwining two mythic tales, that of young dreamers Orpheus and Eurydice, and that of King Hades and his wife Persephone. Hadestown is a haunting and hopeful theatrical experience that grabs you and never lets go. And starting out the month of March, Thursday on the 3rd, Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, Beyond Order. He's taught mythology to lawyers, doctors, and business people, consulted for the UN Secretary General, helped his clinical clients manage depression, obsessive-compulsive disorder, anxiety, and schizophrenia, served as an advisor to senior partners of major Canadian law firms, and lectured extensively in North America and Europe. Guy's busy, I guess. Okay, Friday, March 4th, the British invasion. On Sunday, February 9th, 1964, close to 50% of U.S. television viewers tuned in to the number one variety show of the era, The Ed Sullivan Show, to see the American debut of a British group called the Beatles. This was the beginning of a cultural phenomenon known as the British Invasion, featuring songs from the Rolling Stones, Dave Clark Five, The Animals, The Kinks, and Dusty Springfield. This immersive multimedia show will place the audience front and center as part of pop culture history. And Tuesday, March 8th, the DPAC Christone Kingfish Ingram 662 Juke Joint Live. Wednesday, March 9th, and Friday, March 11th, Bert Kreischer, the Birdie Boy Relapse Tour. And Thursday, March 10th, DPAC Toto, the Dogs of Oz Tour. Okay, PNC Arena in West Raleigh, Thursday, February 10th, Imagine Dragons. Saturday, February 12th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and 20th of February, Monster Jam. Tuesday, March 1st, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour. Wednesday, March 2nd, the Eagles, Hotel California 2022 Tour. Saturday, March 19th, Winter Jam 2022. Sunday, March 27th, the Original Globetrotters Spread Game Tour. And Friday, April 1st, Mike Epps, No Remorse Comedy Tour. Okay, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Coming up Wednesday, February 9th, Pat Metheny Side Eye Tour. Pat has launched a new playing environment called Side Eye. That's S-I-D-E. Dash I, E-Y-E, Side Eye. Pat explains, I wanted to create an ongoing setting to feature a rotating cast of new and upcoming musicians who have particularly caught my interest along the way. Friday, February 11th, Kathleen Madigan, Do You Have Any Ranch Tour. A comedian with a 32-year career in comedy, and she's showing no signs of slowing down. Madigan tours about 250 nights a year. Sunday, February 13th, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Thursday, February 17th, Kenny Wade Shepherd Band, Straight to You Live Tour. Friday and Saturday, February 18 and 19, Fortune Feimster, Too Sweet, Too Salty Tour. Three shows, one at 7 on Friday and two on Saturday, 7 and 9:30. Thursday, February 24th, Swan Lake, presented by the Russian Ballet Theater. And Monday, February 28th, Colby Calais, Coco 15th Anniversary Tour. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Now through February 20th, Romeo and Juliet, presented by Carolina Ballet. And that's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday through Saturday, February 10th through the 12th, Dancing in the Street, the music of Motown from the North Carolina Symphony. This Valentine's weekend, relive the magic of Motown. The symphony and guest star singers perform smash hits made famous by artists like Marvin Gaye, The Four Tops, Lionel Richie, Diana Ross, The Temptations, and the one and only Stevie Wonder. Performances at 7 on Thursday, 8 on Friday, and two shows on Saturday. 3 and 8 o'clock, it's all at May Mandy Concert Hall. Thursday, February 17th, Chris Fleming, Tricky Tricky. Fleming has been named one of Variety's 10 comics to watch. He has amassed over 50 million views on his YouTube channel and has appeared in Comedy Central's Corporate, Splitting Up Together, Netflix's Last Laugh, and 12 Forever. It's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 18th, Beto, coming to the United States for the first time, the live show of Bele and Beto. That's at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, February 18th, Carolina Gospel Jubilee, a Pinecone event. The gospel music traditions in North and South Carolina have uplifted families and communities for generations. From string band to quartet to full-on funk, it's impossible not to shake, shimmy, and smile while listening to this music. Pinecone's Carolina Gospel Jubilee will be a joyful night of music, and that is at Fletcher Opera Theater. And finally, Friday and Saturday, February 18 and 19, Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto from the North Carolina Symphony. And it is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Okay, let's check out the two comedy clubs in Raleigh, starting with Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street. Kenny Garcia will be there Wednesday, February 9th. Kenny has been performing stand-up comedy in New York, across the nation, and internationally for 11 years and counting. Thursday through Saturday, February 10th through the 12th, Jay Larson. Jay's style is completely original, and his ability to connect to an audience through storytelling is unmatched. As a storyteller, his Wrong Number story went viral after climbing to number one on Reddit and was also featured on This American Life with Ira Glass, claiming perfect comedy, perfect storytelling. Friday and Saturday, February 11 and 12, Caitlin Palufo. After a brief six-year stint in art school where she studied performative video art, no, really, that's a thing, she has expanded her talents to the stage. Palufo has opened for numerous top-tier comedians. This is an Upstairs at Goodnight's event. Monday, February 14th, Liz Mealy. Liz is a New York City comedian who has appeared on Comedy Central, Fox, Access TV, Hulu, and NPR's Wait, Don't Tell Me. She's been featured in The New Yorker, New York Times, Runner's World, Psychology Today, and The Guardian. Thursday, February 17th, Eric Schwartz, a product of America's melting pot. Eric was raised in a Jewish and Mexican family during the golden age of hip-hop. His entertainment career began when he spent his bar mitzvah money on DJ gear, eventually becoming one of the most popular DJs at industry events for companies like DreamWorks and Warner Brothers. Friday through Sunday, February 18th through the 20th, Michael Collier, a multi-talented actor, comedian, and author. Michael is no stranger to work, as he is still packing out shows in major cities night after night. And Friday and Saturday, February 18 and 19, Brian Miller. Brian quit his job as a newspaper editor to try stand-up comedy. In his first year, he was a finalist in the Funniest Person in the Twin Cities contest. And just 2 years later, he was spotted by Craig Ferguson, who invited him to do a spot on CBS's The Late Late Show. This is an Upstairs at Goodnight's event. Later in February at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Dan Soder, Sean Murphy, and Chingo Bling. And again, all shows are 18 plus unless noted. Okay, Raleigh Improv. It's on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday through Saturday, February 10 through 12, Steve Raninese. For over 13 years, from the stage to the silver screen, Steve has made audiences laugh. He starred and was one of the writers on the critically acclaimed FX Network comedy series, The League. Friday through Sunday, February 18th through the 20th, Orny Adams. Orny delivers a powerful, incisive stand-up routine that vacillates between the relevant and the absurd. Friday and Saturday, February 25 and 26, Ricky Smiley. He's known for making millions laugh as a much-loved comedian television host and top-rated nationally syndicated radio personality. Friday through Sunday, March 4th through the 6th, Jessica Kirsten. She's a powerhouse on stage. She's a hilariously relatable performer of sheer silliness, vulnerability, and ridiculous characters. Let me see. Friday through Sunday, March 11th through the 13th, Adele Givens. Friday and Saturday, March 18 and 19, Tracy Morgan, Working It Out Tour. And Thursday through Sunday, March 24th through the 27th, Damon Wayans. And again, all shows are 18 plus, unless noted. All right, checking out events around the area, Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex. Saturday, February 12th, Triangle Russian Festival. Sunday, February 13th, Trace Digg presents Voyages. It's part of the classical music series at 3 o'clock. Thursday, February 17th, Tired Souls, King and the Montgomery Bus Boycott. Saturday and Sunday, February 26 and 27, Senior Showcase. And Sunday, March 27th, Lyricosa Quartet with Marianne Brenneman. Again, classical music series, and the show starts at 3. Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, February 26, Garner Showcase of Talent. Two performances, one at 3, the other at 7. Saturday, March 12th, Diamond Creek. Thursday, April 7th, Words Unspoken. And Friday, April 29th, Willie Bradley. That's all at Garner Performing Arts Center. Holly Springs Cultural Center, Friday, February 11th, comedian Nancy Witter. It's part of the Clean Comedy Series. Friday, February 18th, Celebrating the Power of the Spiritual by Jonathan Blanchard. Friday, March 8th, Twain, The Devil in the Deep Blue Sea. Saturday, March 5th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. And Saturday, March 12th, North Carolina Songwriters Co-op. At the Clayton Center, Friday, February 11th, False Negative, an evening with John Waters. Saturday, March 26th, Susan Werner. Saturday, April 9th, an evening with Sean of the South. And Thursday, April 28th, Paul Thorne. Marvelous Music Main Stage Series in Cary. Friday, February 11th, Blue Jupiter. Sunday, March 20th, Time for Three. And Saturday, April 9th, Ian Sherwood. That's all in Cary. Raleigh Little Theater, season is winding down. March 18th through the 27th, it's Junie B. Jones is Not a Crook. Something terrible happened to Junie B. Jones at school today. Someone stole her new furry mittens. So when Junie B. finds a wonderful pen of many colors, she should be allowed to keep it, because finders keepers, losers weepers, right? And Junie B. wonders if her magnificent new pen will help her win the affections of the handsomest new boy in kindergarten. And there is a sensory-friendly performance of Junie B. Jones Is Not a Crook scheduled for April 2nd. And finally, June 3rd through the 19th, In the Heights. This musical is from Lin-Manuel Miranda and tells the universal story of a vibrant community in New York's Washington Heights neighborhood, a place where the coffee from the corner bodega is light and sweet, the windows are always open, and the breeze carries the three generations of music. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.